This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
That's right. Which tonight, by the way, is brought to you by our dearest of friends at Sloman's and Casa Noble. I'd like to start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
Take it away!
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Go gardening!
And I'd like to say good evening to Don again.
Go trim the hedges.
I'd like to say good evening to Don one more time.
He swore at me.
I just didn't like the whole narrative that I beat up on a defenseless old guy. He had it coming.
You didn't like the cut of his jib.
I didn't like it from the second he started talking. Neither did Peter, neither did Andrew,
no.
Or the listeners.
No.
And I like the trip to Toot Shores. I enjoyed it.
Let me say good evening to myself as well.
Hessos, welcome!
This is rare, but I'd like to real quick in succession, Anthony, hear all three of Don's drops again, please.
Go gardening. Go trim the hedges. He swore at me.
It's a hell of, Michael, that's a big day. I'm predicting it right now. At least two of those three, and maybe three, will make next year's Don's region.
We're going to hear those in March.
I believe in March, at least two of those.
I think we have to expand the field, too.
Well, I don't think we should expand it. I think we should mix it up. There shouldn't be a Don region, a Peter region,
I agree.
A Michael region.
I think it's time to start seeding drops. I think that's the way to go. Andrew, have you considered making any sort of change like that?
I would definitely consider it, yeah. And I think of those three, I think he swore at me is probably the highest seed.
He swore at me.
But I believe that we're considering stopping Drop Madness anyway.
No. Who said that?
Who said that?
The ratings weren't what we wanted them to be for that segment. So
I got to look.
If people don't appreciate it, we'll just cut it out.
Well, if we're going to base it on that, Michael, they're saying goodbye to a lot of interesting things.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying hello to some very interesting things.
Let's go back
Ranger
to the
pregame that did very well.
Yeah, that is true. Look, even Don says that's crazy. Let's go to our friend, the great Rich Cimini. He was on ESPN Radio earlier talking about just how well the Jets did at the draft.
I give it an A. I thought they got great value on all their picks, arguably three of the best players at their respective positions. And I thought they really crushed this draft, and they had to. This was a big draft for the Jets. They had been planning for this for a couple of years with trades and pushing assets into this particular draft. And I thought they did as well as could be expected.
You know, he said that, Mekhi Becton sent him a really nasty tweet.
Yeah, he did. I'd like to say, this whole like celebrating of the draft for Joe Douglas, it's really nice. I flipped on Colin Cowherd and Joy Taylor earlier on the TV, and Colin's, you know, the Jets have found a star. It's GM Joe Douglas. Mm. It's all really nice, but guys, to me, this just builds the pressure even more for Zach Wilson because the rest of it's all cute and you can crush it, but if you miss it on the quarterback, it's still going to be tough for Joe.
See, that's an excellent, excellent point. I mean, and it sounded like a throwaway question by Michael, but I thought it was actually pretty interesting. It's like, do you feel, like, strange, almost nervous that everybody universally has said this was a great draft? Like, you almost feel like we're going to review it 3 years later and go, really? And a lot of it hinges, all right, not only on those players' play, but also it doesn't matter if Wilson doesn't turn out to be the guy. And all the maneuvering and all the trades and all the great selections, if Wilson turns out to be a bust, then Joe Douglas is going to be up against it. Because that's how much the quarterback is so way more important than anything else. You think he's going to be able to save his job on trading back into the first round and having Sauce fall in his lap at four and all the great selections? No, it's going to be like, well, you screwed up the quarterback.
You could draft a player at like most any position, and they could play on your team for 10 years. And it doesn't amount to nearly the credit or blame of a QB. It's just the way it is. But I really like Joe, so I hope Zach's tremendous.
Well, perfect example of that. Was it Terry Bradway select Revis at 14? You select the Hall of Famer at 14.
Right.
That didn't help him save his job, you know, because you got to win games, and you got to have a quarterback. A quarterback's going to help you win games. So, hey, I think the draft was terrific. We'll see how it all ends up panning out. But, boy, is it hinges on Wilson taking that a big step in year two.
Big football news today if you're late to the program. By the way, if you are late to the program and you want to catch up, download the ESPN New York app. It is
so good.
Frankly, it's just fantastic. And make sure you listen in to all the podcasts. It's
almost
tremendous.
Sexy.
It is. It's a sexy app.
Yeah.
Speaking of sexy, Adam Schefter on NFL Live earlier talking about the PED suspension for DeAndre Hopkins of the Cardinals.
My understanding is that appeal has been withdrawn. Not going to happen. Essentially, the suspension is final and binding. And so the Cardinals will be without DeAndre Hopkins for the 6 games. And it'll be another obstacle that this team has to overcome as it deals with Kyler Murray's unhappiness, as it tries to come back. Remember, Christian Kirk is in Jacksonville. Chase Edmonds is in Miami. This team has some weapons to try to make up for. And now, one of the biggest blows of all, DeAndre Hopkins is gone for 6 games.
It might have been Bradway that selected, not Bradway, Tannenbaum that selected Revis, but the point still holds. As both of them end up losing their job, but Peter
now,
continues.
Thank you. Now, here's Mina Kimes on the same NFL Live talking about how big a loss this is for Kyler Murray.
Hopkins is a true X receiver. He could succeed at any level, not just, you know, as a deep threat or on slants and comebacks, but really anything Kyler Murray needed. Now he loses that. You know, I like Hollywood Brown a lot, but he doesn't have that versatility, and I don't think anyone on this roster does.
Yeah, listen, Hollywood Brown's a nice player. It doesn't make up for DeAndre Hopkins being gone.
You don't think this is why he's kind of had some toolish behavior, do you?
Who?
Kyler Murray, like, hoping to get out? Did he see this coming?
I'm just amazed that guys continue to test positive. It's amazing.
It's, you know what? It's just a lack of awareness. I really do. I don't, because everybody thinks of PEDs as, oh, they're taking steroids, they're injecting something.
Right.
It could just be them just not paying attention
and
to the over-the-counter things they're
doctors.
Taking. You know, they just got to do their due diligence. I don't understand for the life of me. And think about what you have here. When we get sick or we're not feeling well, we got to make an appointment with a doctor. These guys, all they have to do is just go to the facility, explain what this issue is, and then you know that you at least hope that the doctors or the trainers at the facility will know all the rules and make sure that they're going to give you everything that is past the NFL. These guys walking into a drugstore or going anywhere outside of their facility for a drug or something is complete ignorance. I wouldn't take Advil without getting it cleared by my trainer and my doctor at the facility, just because I wouldn't want this to happen.
Don goes to his primary care physician, Peter, just to get Advil cleared.
Urgent
care doctor. Don't go after the primary,
yeah,
seriously.
No, but
urgent care is you got
my urgent care doctor's a quack.
That was also me being facetious too. He was a brilliant. Well, brilliant, not.
Meanwhile, today I had a health thing happen. I tried to call and make an appointment. I waited for 15 minutes. Said, "You know what? I'll do it tomorrow." And that's always what happens.
Well, hopefully, it's nothing serious.
Well, you guys tell me. This has happened to me multiple times. Okay, and I talked about it with my brother, and my brother said he has the same thing. I think in looking it up, it's a form of dysphagia. But like it's only happened when I'm standing up. And usually eating cold food. But it's like the thing that's supposed to open up in your throat to allow the food to get digested closes. It doesn't open, and the food just stops. And it feels like you're choking and are going to die. But you're not. You can breathe. You could technically even talk. It's just so uncomfortable. And then you end up hacking, basically, because it feels so uncomfortable. And now that I'm saying this out loud, it sounds terrifying.
I would have made an effort to make sure that appointment was scheduled.
So you didn't see the doctor?
No, I just called today. I'm going to call again tomorrow. I'm going to go to a gastro and see what it's about. My brother went and had it asked about, and they gave him something for it.
I shouldn't think this way.
Go
but,
ahead.
But think about that. Like, when you're just a regular guy, to make an appointment, you sit on hold, you try to, you know, the appointment might be 2 weeks from now. If you're in prison, you have it easier.
It's a real pain.
You just say, listen, I got this bothering me, and then the doctor will probably come and give it to you. Like, but, or if you're, if like, like when you're a player, that's what I have no sympathy for these players that get busted for PEDs. It's so easy. Just go talk to your trainer. And then if your trainer gives you something bad, then just blame the trainer.
That's See, but exactly you're right. Taking a naive route. Maybe he wanted to use PEDs. He didn't want the trainer to know.
You're right. That certainly is on the table. But also, I do think a lot of the times it's ignorance. Because, again, he's got a lot to lose here. I mean, he's a heck of a player, Michael. But and I'm not going to sit here and say the PEDs wouldn't help him. I don't know how, but they probably would. But I if I had to bet, I would say this is probably him just not doing his due diligence and taking something out of ignorance more than I think this is going to help me. Now, if he's an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, it might be a different situation, but...
I lean toward he did it on purpose, and he probably got the cycle wrong. It's like when Melky Cabrera thought it was a day game and not a night game. That messes everything up.
Yeah, but you're a narcomania. Of course you assume the person who did something to get in trouble meant to do it.
No. I'm not a complete stooge where, I went to a CVS and I had a pure protein bar, and who knew that it had illegal substances
in
it? I don't buy that stuff either.
No, there's way middle ground. There's a lot of middle ground between a needle in your butt.
I understand what Don's saying. No one could be that stupid to take something accidentally and not go to your trainer and say, does this have any banned substance in it? So I think they're doing it on purpose.
But I lean towards the fact that they look at it and say, well, this is over-the-counter. They're not thinking PED-wise. They're taking something over-the-counter that has something in there. Because you think about
idiots.
The NFL not caring, look at the other way. They have a laundry list of things you're not allowed to take.
Would Barbara Streisand gargle with Drano before she asked
well,
her
that's
her
not
ENT
even helpful.
Guy?
Why would she gargle with Drano?
Maybe her stomach was upset. Who knows? But you know, she takes care of her voice, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's also something where they think they're taking care of their body
right.
too, and they know, and they look at the stuff they're not allowed to take isn't announced on the front of the label. It's an ingredient on the back in a lot of cases, and
well,
so they figure it's
their
not
new
something.
Name is Maurice Ron.
I mean, listen, that may be true.
Michael's right. It is moronic, but I lean towards it being something more of being naive than devious.
I these days, Don, I tend to think the same thing.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's hear from Buck Showalter. If you missed the program and you haven't heard the podcast, which you'll listen to later on the ESPN New York app, you know Robinson Cano DFA'd by the Mets. Let's hear from Buck Showalter, his reaction to the Cano move.
All of it was difficult. I'm sure, Billy, I believe, talked to y'all earlier. It's tough. Think about Billy. Billy's known him since he was 18, 19 years old. So it was emotional for all of us. I know Xavi and him were close, too. You think about those type of relationships. But the good news is fully expect him to get another opportunity and wouldn't at all surprise anybody for him to contribute.
The only thing I worry about with this decision is you're upsetting something that's going great. And your biggest star came out yesterday and said, I'm going to be really upset if they release him. And they released him. And so now we have to see how upset Francisco Lindor is.
Okay, but is that going to derail the season?
No, and you heard, no, I say that's just a concern.
Yeah,
you have to watch out for it.
I'm a little less concerned with Buck because you heard Buck say all the right things. So it wasn't like Buck was strictly bitten. Buck didn't come out and say, well, listen, he wasn't performing. We made a decision. He wasn't cold about it at all. So will Lindor appreciate that and say, all right, listen, it was a baseball decision. I might not agree with it, but hey, you got to do what you got to do. And Smith is going to have to perform, and they're going to have to continue to win. But right now, just on the outside looking in, was Robinson Cano contributing to this team being in first place, or was he somebody that was going to hinder their chances of staying there?
I mean, listen, he's batting under 200. Batting under 200. He
hadn't
been great in the field, right? No power. Yeah, one home run, I think.
Well, yeah, and remember, the two hits he had on opening day were like dribblers. He was just not an offensive threat.
At the home opener, he had a home run.
The home opener he did. Right. But the first game of the season, remember, I was like, well, he on opening day, he started at second base, did a good decent job there, had a couple of infield hits, and you're like, oh, well, look, he's off to a good start. But they were infield hits, and now he's batting under 200. So what are you supposed to do?
I'll tell you what, Alex Rodriguez somewhere is shocked. If you watched any of the show last, he said there's no way he released this guy. There's no way. He could do too many things. So I'm sure he's shocked today.
Shohei Ohtani has a, quote, minor injury. He was taken out of the game yesterday, supposedly as a precautionary measure, according to the Angels trainer. But his next start on the mound is up in the air. Mm.
I know I'm an outlier on this. It's as great as it is for baseball and for him to do both. Like, when you have things like this happen, it kills the team. Right?
And he's so valuable offensively.
Well, he's offensively and as a pitcher. So if something happens, you lose two really valuable positions. I think he'd be better off picking something and then excelling at it than this.
Brian Flores' lawyer is arguing against Roger Goodell arbitrating the lawsuit that's currently going on between Flores and the NFL. Attorney Douglas Wigdor says the case should move to arbitration, where Goodell would be the arbitrator. I'm sorry, and the lawyer believes that would be unconscionable. Michael, can you give a quick explanation of what that would mean if Goodell were to be the arbitrator in this?
Well, it's the guy that handed it. It would be like the judge being the jury.
Right. So how would that be human? How would that even be a possibility?
Or like the police officer that arrested you, that he would also sentence you to jail.
Also, did you see this from Schefter? The independent review on the allegations from former Browns head coach Hugh Jackson have concluded allegations could not be substantiated.
Yeah, I thought you was a little out there with those allegations.
Yeah,
allegation.
As Dan Grasso tweeted, it's another L for Hugh.
Ooh.
Oh, that's not what you want to hear. All right, let's say goodbye to Yes and let you guys know on Yes that ENM was brought to you by Sloman's. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME to receive a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. And Casa Noble, sit back and celebrate Cinco de Mayo the Noble way with Casa Noble tequila, the perfect tequila for all of life's meaningful moments. So Michael will head off for the Yankees and the Blue Jays. And Don, we got lots more to do on the other side.
Oh, so much more to do. At 7 o'clock, then it's Anita Marks.
And listen, we're taking your calls on everything, by the way. 1-800-919-3776. Anything from thinking Don's a fraud to wanting to argue about Dan Orlovsky's taste in bagels and everything in between. It's Peter and Don on the K Show on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.